Welcome back to the Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last night your team getting a very nice road win, a 2-1 win against a fast Vermont team. What was your take from last night's game?
I think anytime you win on the road, Kelly, it's always a positive. And certainly coming in here against a team that was playing their home opener, their season opener, you add in that it was such a long trip in terms of leaving Wednesday night and having to get up early Thursday morning and just everything that was involved. It was to come out and play the way we did. I was really impressed with our team's response.
I had a chance to visit with Emma Terrace. Of course, she scored the power play goal that got you guys on the board, and asked her a little bit about the defensive side of the game. And she talked all about Ivana and Alexis and Madison and how those three played. But your defense only allowed 12 shots on goal last night. You've got to be pretty happy with how they played.
Yeah, that's the entire team. That's just not just the defensemen. That's all, all six girls on the ice, including Britt, doing their job, playing their position, just making it hard for the opponents to get pucks to the net, making it hard to, eliminating time and space in our zone. Our back pressure, I thought, was outstanding. And when you do all that, you can make it real hard for your opponents to create opportunities. And that was the thing that was so impressive, not just the number of shots, but the quality was held in check. I mean, they just did not have any where Britt had to make a great save to keep the puck out of the net. And so, knock on wood, let's see if we can do that again tonight.
Your offense had 59 opportunities of those 33 shots on goal. This Beaver squad has come so far since my first years covering it as far as shots on goal. What's been kind of the key to the success of your team getting that many shots on net?
Well, certainly the quality of the players. I mean, first and foremost, they're good players. They're a lot of veteran players. Our top two lines are 5 seniors and a junior. So you're certainly looking at girls with a lot of experience, and they're all very talented. And when they play together, when they move the puck around, when they're unselfish, and they move their feet, they make it real hard for our opponents to defend them. And I think that was the case last night. I think our speed, along with our poise with the puck, and just supporting each other in the offensive zone, really gave Vermont a tough time. And the result was we were able to generate a lot of chances. We would just like to see more of those go in the net. That's something we talked about and addressed today, just seeing if we can't create a little more havoc around their net, create a little more chaos, see if we can't take our eyes away. And I think if we do that, we're going to have more success.
Your team was so disciplined last night. Got a penalty called, and then after that, nothing. What did you tell your team, especially on that side of the puck, to keep them from getting those penalties?
Well, we talked. That was one of the keys going into the game. We just talked about being disciplined. And again, credit the players. I thought we did a nice job of being disciplined, not putting ourselves in a position. And I think one of the key areas is defensively, if you're moving your feet, you're less apt to take those kind of penalties, because when you're standing flat-footed and you start reaching and hooking, that's when you're going to start picking up those lazy penalties. But again, credit to the players. They were moving their feet defensively, and doing that eliminates those types of penalties. And then you just got to be smart around the boards when you're forechecking, things like that. And sometimes penalties are just going to happen regardless. I mean, it's just a fluke thing here or there. But last night was an example of being disciplined and not allowing the referee, or not giving the referee a chance to call penalties on us.
Your special teams have been really, really good, not just last year, but over the course of the last three games. What has changed this year? I saw a few new faces on the PK and the power play.
Well, you're always going to have change every year. I mean, look at last year, Citro and Gren were two of our best penalty killers. And, this year we're working some more people in against, Coach Flicklin does a great job. She does a great job working a lot of people in the penalty killing practice. So if we have to throw out a Cicely Nelson or a Riley Fawcett, they've gone through it in practice. They've seen enough of it, and they're doing a good job. And Summer Thibodeau has worked her way in where she right now. She's one of our top four penalty killers. And we have Tugi and Steph and Lauren are all accomplished. They've done it a long time. But now you're seeing Summer, you're seeing Cicely more, you're seeing Riley. And if we can work some more in, some of our freshman forwards, Emily Berglund and Sylvia Moralt in practice are doing a great job. So, don't be surprised to see them. And same on the back end. We have four veteran defensemen back there that certainly have done a lot of penalty killing, so that helps. And on the power play side, it's pretty much the same. We're working Summer in a little bit. Again, I think Emily Berglund's going to be another player. Missy Hunt will be another player that you'll see as the year goes on that might get themselves some power play time.
After watching film from last night, what did you notice about Hockey East style of play that's different than WCHA style?
Maybe the game wasn't as physical as what we play. Although last week with Robert Morris, that was incredibly physical. But I thought Vermont skated extremely well. They got a bunch of young ladies that can get up and down the ice. They're really aggressive on the forecheck, and they get on you hard. And that's something that we talked about. The ice is fast. You know, our girls really, really enjoyed playing on this sheet of ice. So, but I was impressed with their overall team speed. And Coach Plummer does a great job. They play their structure real well, and they're a formidable opponent. We have to play well in order to have success today.
I took a look at your lineups and noticed only one change. Lisa Leidy comes out. Natalie Stanwood goes in. We get our first chance to see Nat at play. What do you expect to see out of her?
Well, we talked to her before. Just go out and play the game. It's the same one she's played her entire life. You know, she's a good player. That's why she's here. That was the direct message. And one of her strengths is her skating ability. So I think she'll acclimate to this game very quickly. So, but you know, it's her first time. She's gonna, you know, certainly gonna have some nerves. But she's playing with Carly Essie, and I talked to Carly. Just be talking to her all the time. That'll help her. And once she's in two or three shifts, I think she'll be fine.
Who's gonna start between the pipes?
That'll be Britt again.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the post game.
Thanks, Kelly.